Rat.
Roll.
No.
How do you bring about a close to centuries of hostilities between two peoples sharing the planet of Naboo? Gungans and the Naboo, shorthand for the human colonists who migrated to the planet, seeking freedom and prosperity, but in the process, uprooting the native Gungan peoples. This is all the background of Star Wars Episode I, hinted at in the bitter dialogue of Gungan leader Boss Nass. That conflict, though, is resolved, healed on the surface by a child queen, Padme Amidala Nabiri of the Naboo. How?
Although we do not always agree, Your Honor, our two great societies have always lived in peace. The Trade Federation has destroyed all that we have worked so hard to build. If we do not act quickly, all will be lost forever. I ask you to help us. No, I beg you to help us.
Matthew 5, verse 38 through 43. You have heard it said, eye for an eye and tooth for a tooth. But I tell you, do not resist an evil person. If anyone slaps you on the right cheek, turn to them the other cheek also. And if anyone wants to sue you and take your shirt, hand over your coat as well. If anyone forces you to go 1 mile, go with them 2 miles. Give to the one who asks you, and do not turn away from the one who wants to borrow from you. Love your enemies. You have heard it said, love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I tell you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you. You've heard this many times before. It's often cited in our larger culture for good reason. Love your enemies. Though they may be wicked, though they may be cruel, love them. The Christian teaching of this love is rooted in A, an acknowledgement that it is near impossible to do in practice alone, and B, that we must try anyways, because it models the way that Christ lived and the way that he died. That is to say, weeping for his killers as they killed him, for they know not what they do. What makes this kind of posture so hard, painful even, is pride. That double-edged sword of pride. Pride, the thing that makes us sometimes feel very good. It's the feeling within of self-satisfaction with your achievements, thoughts, and deeds. The consciousness of the fact that you have a sense of your own esteem or dignity. It's pride that would no doubt fill the heart and mind of any Naboo dignitary over the age of 30. You know this to be true. Padme bent a knee before Boss Nass, a ruler who resented and possibly even loathed her, and she did it for the good of her people, and because she knew the root of the anger between their great societies.
We are no like the Naboo. They think their brains so big.
What relationship in your life is lackluster, broken, or in disarray? Where is there hurt between you and another person or group of people? Is it possible that you are waiting on an apology or their recognition of the wrongdoing? We hurt each other so early and often, over and over again as a people. Humanity is the world's most beautiful wrecking ball, and it is undeniable that lasting peace and warmth between peoples cannot exist where there isn't reconciliation, forgiveness, recognition, and apology. But if pride is getting in the way of you taking the first step, it's time to call it out. It's time to bend a knee and make the first gesture of openness. I don't have a good answer for you on how to love your enemies. Honestly, that is between you and the Maker. But I do know that it is a good place to start if you sit down and try to deal with your pride. I want to share something personal with you related to all of this, but before we go there, a quick and sincere word from me to you about the sponsor of the show. A few days ago, I drove by a guy on the highway. Busy road, 4 lanes, lots of fast-moving cars, all in close proximity, And there was this guy wearing jean shorts, a button-down shirt, and a backpack, riding a bicycle on the highway with no helmet and an N95 mask. No helmet and an N95 mask. I should have just laughed. It's an absurdity. Like, it's completely ridiculous. It's silly. A classic example of humanity's down and out relationship with reasonable risk assessment. But you know what I felt in this moment instead of just humor, just laughing? I felt anger. I actually was mad at this person. I grumbled about it for several minutes, possibly longer. In fact, I know I was still growling about it by dinner that evening. Why was I mad at this person for this? It has taken me days of thinking about it to try to get closer to the why. I even asked my wife about it last night as we were going to bed and turning off the light, because I was ashamed. I still am. To feel anger and a little pang of contempt, honestly, just like this little sense that I hated a person, a complete stranger, for something so trivial. It is no secret to the audience of this show that I was through with COVID-19 before most people, and it is well known and documented at this point that masking morphed in 2020 into 2021 into this bizarre symbol of faction, a way to signal alignment and values for so many people. I am not above it. This morning, it clicked with me, and it clicked with me that I felt hurt. I felt hurt by the pandemic and the social stricture that came along with it. The isolation, the polarization, the tribalism, really the finger pointing over who was driving infections and who was harming kids and blah, 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 blah. I am bitter about it. I'm bitter about it. I'm double vaxxed and bitter. And I saw this guy riding along the highway with no helmet and an N95, and I just categorized him in my head as an enemy. I did. I mean, someone with no grip on reality. Someone who, if I came across him at a bar, he'd probably want to see my vax papers before shaking my hand. I sorted him effortlessly into this category. In my head, as someone who trusts the efficacy of my Moderna vaccines, of which I got two and is in very good physical health, I knew, because the data has shown it, that I was not and am not at significant risk of COVID-19 causing me bodily harm. And to see this guy masking on a highway without a helmet, signaling to me that he is probably one of those other people, I think I became Boss Nass in that moment. They think they're so smarty. They think their brain's so big. Da na boo. Just contemptuous and distrustful. If you don't slip into this occasionally in your life, you are either Jesus Christ of Nazareth or you are lying. I mean, I felt ashamed of this, and I still do, of this impulse that I had, because it is one of pride. It is me ascribing to myself a mantle of higher understanding or reason, logic, and in so doing, looking down on someone who doesn't meet the standard that I live by. And I think I justified the angry snarl by remembering all the times that attitude was directed at me by militant maskers during COVID. We are beautiful wrecking balls carrying hurt, scorn, and scars. Will you choose to recognize that in those you think to be your enemies and love them instead? Humble yourself instead. Challenge yourself in the mirror instead of doing the easy thing, which is just finger wagging other people. This is the way. Hey, Thank you for listening to Beltway Banthas, Star Wars Politics, and More. This is the This Is The Way mini-series within Banthas, and if you enjoyed this podcast, please subscribe, rate, and review the show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get podcasts. Every review really does go a long way. Still, after all of these years, they still help. If you found this podcast to be helpful to you, it is your duty to share it with someone or everyone by posting a link on your social media. If you're hungry for more content in the written word, perhaps join me over at Substack at thisistheway.substack.com. Subscribe and you'll get a weekly email from me with written reflections and thought bubbles like this one. This podcast is brought to you by the RetroZap Podcast Network, and we'll be back soon with more. Until then, may the Force be with you. Always.
You shall not think and you shall greater than the Gungans. Me shall like at ease. Me shall being friends.